Today marks the official start of the school year for most Boston public schools. A few schools have already been open, and they've had to deal with some transportation challenges. For more on the new school year and on how the school buses are running today, we're joined now by Boston's interim school superintendent, Laura Peril. Welcome to Morning Edition, Superintendent. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Happy to be here on one of the most exciting days of the year.
Last week, many school buses, as we know, ran late. A few didn't arrive at all. That was when only a dozen schools were open, mostly charter schools. Do you think parents should prepare for transportation problems today?
Well, we are expecting a normal schedule today, and we are eager, our staff and teachers and school leaders are eager to greet all of those students when they arrive inside their school buildings. We think it's going to be a great first day.
Are you ready for any transportation issues that might arise if some bus drivers don't show today?
We do expect, you know, the normal first day and even first week challenges, but we also have lots of folks prepared to respond. So we have extra staff on in our call center, and we have volunteers from central office, school committee, and city hall fanning out across the city to welcome students at our schools. If there are transportation issues, there is a hotline up on our website.
Let me ask one more question about the drivers, if I might. The bus driver's contract expired last Friday. Contract talks are ongoing. Does it seem like a contract might be reached soon? Are you optimistic about that?
Both parties are actively engaged in conversations. I'm feeling very encouraged about that. And like I said, today we expect a normal schedule and all of our students properly focused on their first day. Our staff and teachers and school leaders have been working extraordinarily hard to get ready for the first day of school. And while it is going to be a warm one, we're looking forward to a good one.
What are you most jazzed about for students and teachers as you begin the new year?
When kids walk into buildings across the city, they're going to see some new 21st century furniture in their classrooms. That's part of the Build BPS investments that was delivered across the city to all schools this summer and a few more this week. 30 of our schools have brand new on-site kitchens where they will be cooking on-site healthy meals. So back to old school for that, but really excited to see that program build citywide.
You've been in the job, the interim job, for 2 months now, and you've held several listening sessions. What did you hear and learn that most surprised you?
I'm always struck by the incredible passion and commitment that our educators, be they classroom teachers, paraprofessionals, not to mention the bus monitors and the school secretaries and cafeteria helpers, who are so dedicated to making sure that our students enter the school year with a strong start. I think that is the part that honors and humbles me for being part of this public school system, the oldest in the nation, but yet refreshed and ready to go on September 2018.
If there's one issue that you hope to address during this school year, what would it be?
I think we are going to focus later this fall on re-engaging, I think, the important civic conversation about the future shape of our district through the Build BPS facilities plan. That's really also a plan and vision for how and where we educate all of our students. And that, when I say civic conversation, that is families and students. It's our staff, teachers, and school leaders and union partners. It's our community and nonprofit partners and stakeholders across the district.
Do you imagine, as part of that, that there might be a school closure or school closures ahead in the city of Boston?
I think there's long been a straightforward conversation that school reconfigurations, that can mean closures, that can mean mergers. So I think, you know, there are some difficult choices, but a huge amount of opportunity, and it's important to have that as a transparent and public conversation this fall.
Let me ask you one more question about you, if I might, Interim Superintendent. Do you plan on making yourself, hope to make yourself, or hope that you're asked to be part of the conversation about taking the superintendent's job permanently?
I think my only focus, particularly on this first day of school, is the challenge of doing the interim role well. I will leave those larger conversations to the school committee. I think, where they importantly belong.
Laura Peril, interim superintendent of the Boston Public Schools, thanks a lot for speaking with us, and very good luck on the first day of class in Boston.
Thank you, Bob.